This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Two of our reporters are on the ground and are walking in to the controlled borders zone. It's about a 20-minute walk. They've gotten out of their vehicles, and they're traveling down the beach towards where the illegal alien UN-funded horde is beginning to mass in the last 24 hours and have been scaling the fence, throwing rocks at people. We're going to have them joining us in about an hour live. They're also going to be posting exclusive reports to Newswars.com and Infowars.com. So look for that live feed coming up probably in the second hour today. I don't even at this point know what to say, because we know there is a wall of double standards and criminality being committed against Trump and against anyone that supports Trump and the restoration of our constitutional republic. Barack Obama threw entire groups of hundreds of conservative newspapers out saying, "I don't think your reporting is accurate." He would stage the questions hours before with the controlled corporate press he would go to. He arrested and prosecuted and persecuted whistleblowers and members of the press, the likes of which we've never seen in our history. There's video of him saying, "This is my house, get out of here," and having somebody that doesn't shut up like Acosta thrown out, which was cheered. But then a federal judge recently appointed by Trump said Acosta was abused and his rights were trampled to be thrown out. And that's another hoax. Acosta's hard pass, which means he can wander basically anywhere he wants, was taken. He still has his soft pass to go to the press conferences. But guess who the mainstream media lobbied a year and a half ago to have their soft pass taken? Infowars.com. Thousands of articles, national scandal, with the controlled corporate press weighing in saying Alex Jones is fake. And Dr. Jerome Corsi needs to be thrown out. And the White House buckled and said, okay, they don't get to come to the press conference. And now the very same groups all get all upset. The federal judge sees that in the control corporate media and says, let me virtue signal. You see, anyone that sides with America and with common sense is under attack. And so these cowards virtue signal to the establishment and continue to rule against Trump until it gets to the Supreme Court level. Remember the Supreme Court? When they said that Trump obviously could control who came into the country and who didn't. That's in the Constitution. It's a no-brainer. Same thing with the appointment of Whitaker as the acting attorney general. He has 210 days for them to start hearings for his official approval. He's acting AG, has all the powers of the AG. The media says that's not true. It's a hoax. So it's the same scenario over and over again. Republican judges, Democrat judges rule against Trump until he gets to the Supreme Court. And then it's so obvious how fraudulent it is, the Supreme Court has to overrule over and over again. Lower courts, there's never any coverage of that. Let me explain something. There's something called separation of powers between the legislative, the executive, and the judicial. And the president, 1% has control over who comes in the White House and who doesn't. The president doesn't have to have a press conference. The president could shut down the press office in there. There wasn't one until about 80 years ago. The president can do whatever he wants, but he is always letting the press in. He kicked Acosta out because Acosta was grabbing the woman, but the media all lined up as liars, as truth assassin, and they said he didn't touch her, even though you all saw him do it. So this is the next level. This is the next level. It's not about Acosta and this petty issue. It's that most people are scared that Trump appoints, and they'll side against him every time. They'll side against America because they're cowards and they're scum. And they got into the system so that they can be part of the system. Trump is an outsider coming in trying to desperately wrest control from these special interests. They're fighting. They're fighting to maintain control, bloodsuckers. We'll be back. Stay with us. Special guest straight ahead.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It is Friday, the 16th day of November, 2018. I am your host, Alex Jones. And we're going to plunge directly into the insane news. Let me just read the headlines. Winter storm Avery causes chaotic commutes, strands students at school overnight, kills nine on slick roads. A lot of top meteorologists and astrophysicists say that we're looking for a new ice age to begin, at least a mini ice age. Meanwhile, Celine Dion is now launching a new clothing line where she literally invades a school nursery and turns all the children genderless. The assault, the rape of the genders accelerates. Furious Tories rebel and attack their puppet globalist prime minister for betraying Britain on a vote of no confidence. She can be removed from office today. The new so-called Brexit deal, 3 years after the UK voted to pull out of the New World Order, and the EU actually gives the EU total control over the UK and makes them a complete vassal. So you talk about a really, really slick stab in the back. That's it. We have Paul Watson joining us to break that down as well. Continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, migrants, that's illegal aliens funded by the UN and U.S. taxpayers, migrants are scaling U.S.-Mexico fence. Will they be arrested? San Diego Tribune. Dozens from caravan line up at border seeking asylum. More caravan migrants arrive in Tijuana, brace for long stay, as more than 50,000 from three different caravans make their way. Meanwhile, Springdale man arrested after shooting at multiple officers during pursuit. That's KFSM. Well, you'd have to read in USA Today and everywhere else to find out who this Springdale man was. An illegal alien trying to kill a bunch of cops. But, again, you'll never hear that, though it's in the arrest information. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris of California draws parallel between ICE and the KKK. Having a border is the KKK. Arresting someone, shooting, and trying to kill cops is KKK. Meanwhile, Vice President Pitt says empire and aggression have no place in Indo-Pacific. Reuters, a shot across the bow at the communist Chinese. Speaking of communist Chinese, I've told you they're exporting their Mark of the Beast global social score and working with Google and now secretly Facebook, Twitter, and of course Apple is chaperoning the whole merger to export global social score with face scanning cameras up to a half a mile away to ticket you and control your life. And they just announced the U.S. Chinese-developed face scanning is going to be deployed where if they see you on your phone from a half mile away, you'll be given a ticket or it'll be added to your social score. Meanwhile, Venezuela thinks it's great as well. Venezuela is releasing an ID card that can track and punish citizens, a global social score system, Reuters reports, now coming to Venezuela. And who designed it? Chinese telecom giant building Venezuela's social credit system. Told you this 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Now it's in Reuters. Meanwhile, Professor warns Amazon Echo is always recording her conversations. Judge gives authorities access to Alexa's recordings in double murder case. Turns out everything 24/7 for over a year from the time they plugged it in was recorded at the Amazon databanks, co-housed with the Central Intelligence Agency. That's just some of what we'll be covering there. Meanwhile, more and more judges are ruling in the UK, Canada, and the United States that atheists have a right to be your preachers. You heard me right. They must invade everything. The trans movement has a right to tell your five-year-old boy they're really a girl, and your five-year-old girl they're really a boy. They have a right to have men compete in sports and take over women's sports. And now Christian church backs atheist pastor amid uproar. That's an InfoWars.com article, Kit Daniels. Yes, we're going to teach you there is no God. That's the new official religion, invading the churches through the ecumenical movement. Because if you don't teach that, your 501c3 is taken. It's here. Meanwhile, Rand Paul warns of censorship of conservatives by big tech. Of all places, he went to CNN to do it. Meanwhile, a real journalist releasing real information to expose criminal activity is now, we've learned, been secretly indicted as we first reported a year ago. Now it's confirmed. They accidentally released it in a data dump. The federal judge did. Federal prosecutors. Assange prosecutor accidentally reveals he has been secretly indicted. Meanwhile, the unelected dictator of the European Union, Juncker, has been seen totally drunk, unable to talk again at the podium, wearing a brown shoe and a black shoe until his aides come over and tell him. He's also been videotaped again groping women in public. So all of that is coming up as well. But now, for this segment and the next, I'm going to be speaking with David Knight of the David Knight Show that kicks off every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., preceding this transmission, the Alex Jones Show, about a story within a story within a story. Jim Acosta gets up, as you all know, a week and a half ago, and says, less than a week and a half ago, a little over a week and a half ago, I guess about 9 days ago, technically, Jim Acosta gets up and he says, there is no caravan. And Trump goes, no, it's real. And so Acosta says, no, it's not. It's hundreds of miles away. So just everything coming out of Acosta's mouth is a lie. So after three questions, Trump says, that's enough. Acosta grabs the mic back from the intern, pushes her arm down, and the whole corporate media says it's not true. He didn't touch it. This is incredible. Fox News weighs in. A suit is filed in federal court in a recently appointed judge that Trump nominated. And the judge, virtue signaling, says that Acosta's rights were violated. We're going to read this. And the First Amendment was. So, A, that's a hoax when a hoax. He had his hard pass taken where he can just walk around anywhere he wants, anytime at the White House. He can get his soft pass. Plus, mainstream media, including CNN, lobbied to have our soft pass taken a year and a half ago from Jerome Corsi, which was taken. So you just heap the hypocrisy on the hypocrisy. Then it gets worse. We go back and see Obama criticizing Trump, saying he's in a war on the press, when Obama used to shut down questioners and say, you're in my house. We'll play that in a moment. And would arrest hundreds of whistleblowers and members of the press, and blocked hundreds of conservative publications from the White House court completely, saying he believed they weren't reporting accurately. So he says specifically you're banned because I don't like how you report. Remember that? Obama boots reporters from conservative papers. Obama, who once surveilled reporters, criticizes Trump over press freedom. Flashback. Here are all the times Obama kicked reporters out of press events. This is incredible. And here he is saying, this is my house, which is true. He is the executive over the executive branch when he was president. And 100% has control over who can come in and out of the White House. But now, just 2 years and change later, the entire corporate press, including Fox News and federal judges, come in and say, you can't do that. You abused poor little Jim Acosta. who didn't touch that woman, even though you all saw him do it, and didn't jerk the microphone away, and who never heckles, and he's a perfect little angel, the judge said. I'm going to read the ruling to you. Acosta has been abused. This is incredible, because CNN is globalist-run media. It's force-fed. We're going to go to break in a moment, come back with David Knight to get his breakdown of this. But here is Obama saying, this is my house.
The civil rights of LGBT Americans is...
Obama.
Hold on a second. Okay, you know what? No. Hey. Yeah, listen. You're in my house. It's not respectful when you get invited to somebody. You're not gonna get a good response from me by interrupting me like this. No, shame on you. You shouldn't be doing this.
Same thing Trump said.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's the Alex Jones Show.
It was Tucker Carlson a few nights ago that dedicated two segments to the unprecedented attack on the First Amendment, on the press, by Obama, by the Democrats, and currently Big Tech working with the Democrats. Congressional hearings saying silence all conservatives off the internet. And that's how they were able to basically steal the 2018 election, a combination of censorship and fraud. Meanwhile, look at DrudgeReport.com. Acosta gets a pass. A Trump judge sides with CNN White House media mess. Well, the mess is that these lower courts always go against Trump, and then the higher courts always go with him because Trump's in the right. He can kick anybody out he wants. Obama kicked hundreds of different conservative outlets out over the years saying, I don't think you're accurate reporting. He was specifically saying, I don't like what you said, so you're out. It's very draconian, it's very authoritarian, but it's the executive branch. You don't have a right to be in there, inside the White House. You can go around to events, you can ask questions, try to cover things, but you can't be inside the White House. Like Obama said, you're in my house. We played that clip earlier. But the fact that the media ignores the arrest of hundreds of reporters, the prosecution, the persecution, using the Trading with the Enemy Act, the Sedition Acts, all of the stuff that nobody's ever done except Lincoln in the middle of a huge war, to the press, and the corporate media praised this when their own reporters were being indicted and arrested. And now Julian Assange, we learn, has a secret indictment. We reported on it over a year ago, but next year's news today. So I don't even know how to describe how insane this is, and we're right in the middle of the story. Because Paul Watson blew up the video when they were saying Acosta hadn't touched her. He zoomed in about double, did nothing else to it, uploaded it to Twitter, and they go, it's a different video format than the original. That's what happens when you compress it, download it, and re-upload it. Hundreds of different angles of the same thing. And the White House spokesperson said, look, their video's real. It zoomed in. The president said that too. But it doesn't matter. Everybody saw it. Everybody saw it. So this is next level where CNN and the rest of corporate press claims their free speech, claims that they stand with the First Amendment for themselves, but then are advocates for getting rid of it for everybody else. It's quite a sickening position, and it needs to be called out when they have hearings in January where the Democrats are going to witch hunt Trump now as the enemy of the press when he's been the opposite. He actually goes towards the press. He talks. He has more press conferences than anybody I've ever seen. He's more open and transparent than anybody. And they turn that around. So when the Republicans have these hearings, when the Democrats have them, the Republicans have got to say, are you kidding? You're the ones in these very committees said silence InfoWars and Drudge Report and talk radio. You people are monsters. And you think we're so dumb that you're now doing this. David Knight, this is just so insane.
Yeah, you know, Alex, I think it needs to be said that there's a big difference between taking actions against a specific reporter and taking actions against an entire news organization. Now, that latter is what Barack Obama has done as well. But it's also a difference between speech and conduct. You know, we should always say, I don't like your speech or whatever. You say, I can do anything I want. I can scream and shout. I can wave my arms around. But you hit me. That's a different thing, right? And that's really what's going on here in the White House. It's not just the fact that you've got Jim Acosta constantly trying to seize the stage and grandstand and, you know, draw attention to himself by debating the president, but it's that when they told him, okay, that's enough, I've answered two of your questions, he starts with a third one, that's enough, The intern tries to take it away, and he gets physical with her. And for that reason, he can be thrown out. But if we go back to what Obama did, Alex, as you were talking about, going back to 2009, Obama banned Fox News from a lot of very important interviews. And Josh Earnest was upfront about it. He bragged about that. But, of course, now Fox News is under different management. And now they're standing proudly with CNN. It's absolutely amazing. We had Barack Obama before he became president, about a week before the election. There were some newspapers that had endorsed his opponent at the time, McCain. And he threw those reporters off the plane right after he got elected. He threw a black female reporter out of the White House. Can you imagine if Trump did something like that?
They actually, she showed up and didn't know at the tarmac, and they physically grabbed her and drug her off. In fact, I'll find a photo of that. It's incredible.
Yeah, and then the clip that you were playing there, played earlier this morning about the, you know, this is my house. That was a transgender individual. That was an LGBT event. And that was a transgender guy that was upset about something that Obama was not doing. He goes, hey, you know, that's very rude. I'm not going to let you. This is my house. You get out. So here's the deal, Alex. You know, we've got a difference between conduct and speech that they want to ignore. There's a difference between one reporter and an entire news organization that they want to ignore. And then there's the difference that the White House is not the public square, and they want to ignore that because they have a double standard. Whenever you do anything to these protected mainstream media organizations, then they scream bloody murder that you're attacking their free speech. But then they allow InfoWars to be completely deprogrammed off of Twitter and other places. You know, when we talk about the public square, right, the public square is not the White House. The public square is not Tucker Carlson's house. The public square is Twitter. Jack Dorsey has said that 8 times.
Glad you mentioned that. A federal judge earlier this year ruled that people attacking Trump, he can't block them on his Twitter. It's a public square. But the very same type of judiciary then says they can ban any nationalist conservatives they want off of everything. So this is a huge double standard. It is cartels of corporations and government working in unison to silence pro-America, pro-Trump, pro-restoration of the Republic media, and that's what makes it an organized crime. It is a concerted effort to silence us. Here is Senator Rand Paul speaking about this, of all places, CNN. There he is in the lion's den of the anti-free speech movement talking about it.
You know, I think the whole Facebook thing presents a conundrum to us. It's a privately owned company. Most time, conservatives, we don't want to over-regulate private businesses, but they do have sort of a monopoly on this sort of social exchange speech. So what I've been saying for a while is we need to look at the barriers to entry that government might be creating and see if we can allow them to other companies to bring up. Not the government starting other companies, but the government getting out of the way to allow competition with Facebook. I think if it gets so bad that they don't allow conservative viewpoints on Facebook, I think you will get to a point where people will leave in droves and go to other, and I think people already are. So if Facebook wants to continue to make money, and they make lots of it, I would suggest to them that they really, really advocate to let conservative opinions and not to somehow censor conservative opinions. And, you know, if they become so politically correct that any kind of conservative opinion is unacceptable, if you are opposed to open borders or something, that's somehow hate speech or something, we're going to live in a world where people are eventually going to have to go somewhere else to communicate.
Now there's Rand Paul being very, very nice, showing he really knows what's happened. But I'll come back with David and talk about it. But it came out today. In fact, I didn't see it in my stack, so I can print that. Mark Zuckerberg approached the board of Facebook and wanted to remove President Trump in 2017 from Facebook for not wanting to have open borders. That's the big globalist crime, saying you have a country. Saying that, yes, Trump's right to ban people from 6 nations that don't have real passports, that are terror exporters, from the country. That's one reason they said I was banned, was the Islamophobia. Yes, I'm afraid of Somalia and Sudan, where they don't even have, you know, electricity or running water, and kill, you know, women, children, have sex slavery, being able to openly just fly here unvetted. Yes, I think that's the right thing to do. So they want to ban everybody. Let's get this straight. They want to abuse their power, and they are.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Take CNN, for example.
It was CNN that almost single-handedly led the campaign to have broadcaster Alex Jones banished from the internet on the grounds that they didn't like what Jones had to say. Ultimately, CNN succeeded in doing that. The network convinced every major tech platform to ban Jones and his outlet, InfoWars. You don't have to like Alex Jones to see that as a terrifying loss for free speech, because it was exactly that. But CNN was not done trying to silence its critics. Last year, the cable network threatened an anonymous Reddit user for creating an anti-CNN meme. CNN threatened to expose his identity and ruin his life if it ever was criticized by him again. Now, CNN is claiming to defend free speech only when it's their speech. You'll notice, by the way, that CNN did not object when the government threatened to imprison employees of the cable channel RT if they didn't register as foreign agents. Yes, RT is owned by a foreign government. So is the BBC. Until last year, much of the New York Times was owned by a foreign national. This is true of other news organizations, none of which has ever registered as a foreign agent. But because RT is owned by Russia, which the left believes got Donald Trump elected, it is fine with CNN if they are bullied and silenced. So call CNN what you will, but don't pretend they are defenders of the First Amendment. They are not.
Now I want to get David Knight's take on this, but understand, folks, it's not about Acosta or this particular story. It's about the whole thing is a lie. And they're practicing lying now at a level 5-10 times worse than before. 20 times? I don't know how to quantify. And they're doing it on every channel now, where they'll go on every channel and say, Donald Trump hates all Mexicans, or Alex Jones is a Nazi, or Alex Jones just said, kill the press with battle rifles, and then not show a clip. You understand, that level of propaganda is super dangerous, and it shows they've converted the entire corporate press to levels of lying that are just staggering. They will do anything. There is no caravan. I did not touch the woman. I did not know who she was. I only asked one question. Acosta has said all of this. And the press, the so-called press, went, yes, yes. He did not touch the woman. He only asked one question. Jim Acosta is very polite. And then the federal judge said, I've got the ruling right here. Acosta has had his rights grossly violated. What Trump did is terrible to this man and this institution. Jim Acosta can act however he wants. It actually says all this. So you've got the political class lined up against Trump. And I've got the articles right here. Sheryl Sandberg and other Facebook execs reportedly investigated if they could ban Trump after Zuck was appalled by his call for the Muslim ban. It wasn't a Muslim ban. It was six countries that don't even have working airports where imams give out a piece of paper saying who they are, and then they use it to bring terrorists in and smugglers. Unbelievable. Insane. Oh, look, could Twitter ban Trump for violating its terms of service? Company forced to explain why it hasn't. Twitter explains why it hasn't banned Trump. Blah, blah, blah. Why would they ban Alex Jones? Oh, I guess they did. So the point is they're foaming at the mouth to get everybody's free speech, including the president's. They're, under Obama, they were arresting reporters en masse and kicking out anybody that, you know, didn't endorse Obama. And they lie. It's more lies. They said he was kicked out of the press corps. No, they only took his hard pass where that disruptor could walk around like Frankenstein in the middle of the German forest harassing people at the White House 24/7. It's incredible, ladies and gentlemen. So there's a lot of news, but we're covering this because a federal judge and a whole bunch of other federal judges said Trump can't control the borders. Now you got Democrat congresswomen like Kamala Harris of California. She had to worry about it being on fire or the human feces everywhere or the bankruptcy. She says ICE is the KKK. That clip's coming up. This woman has guards at her house. This woman has guards at the Capitol. This woman, though, says our country itself can't have any border. That means you can't have a country. Remember, nationalism is dirty. Nationalism is bad. Nationalism is something that's evil. You can't have it. Of course, they're not getting rid of the nation. They're just conquering it. I'm going to have a nice take on this at the end of this segment and next segment, and then we'll look ahead on who else is joining us today and all the other incredible news that's coming up. But before I go any further, we're going to win this fight. And because the globalists have been caught lying, what they've decided to do is just muddy the waters with so much lying, you get conditioned to just accept it. That's all they're doing right now is cult programming. And it's working on some people, it's not working on others. They're trying to murder logic. And they're trying to destroy any institution that will stand up and point out their lying. You know why they hate InfoWars? Because we'll show you a stack of history of how Obama was hundreds of times meaner to the press than Trump. Trump fights back. It lets the press run wild. Obama had him by the neck, absolutely dominating and controlling him like a pimp. It's just insane how they get ratings and money off Trump, and they get stardom off Trump, and people tune back in because of Trump. They exist because of Trump, and then they hate the very... It's like the New York Times hating Drudge Report, the Washington Post, how do we shut down Drudge Report? He gives too many links to InfoWars and Daily Caller. Meanwhile, half their traffic comes from Drudge. We hate the very thing that lifts us up. It's unbelievable. Briefly, before I go back to David, he'll tell us what's coming up next segment, because he's got a lot to say on this. Please financially support InfoWars and get great products at the same time. We have a huge special on 67% off on colloidal silver. That's at cost. We have 57% off on Supermail Vitality, 50% off on X3, the new better formula than X2. It's amazing. And store-wide free shipping. That's on the apparel. Alexa Pure Breeze, because they ordered too many. The very best gravity filter out there. Competitors are $350. It's normally $240. It's $127, the lowest price ever for inventory for the year. You cannot beat that price. Get one for yourself. Get one for family. It is an amazing gift. You cannot get a better deal. Clean up your water and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. David, I'm ranting here, and I'm going to let you roll next segment because you've got a lot to say on this, but... How do you quantify what's happening here? This acceleration of the lying on purpose in front of everyone. What is the point?
Well, Alex, one level is racketeering. It's racketeering by the mainstream media, and it's racketeering by the social media oligarchs out of Silicon Valley. They're trying to demonetize any of their competition. You know, it was just yesterday they took away PayPal from BitChute. And, of course, they tried to do that same thing with Gab, even take them off of the Internet. So this is the level of persecution. As you pointed out before, they're able to put out anything, no matter how obvious their lie. I mean, when they talk about this whole thing with Jim Acosta and say, he didn't touch her. No, look, you sped up the video and so forth. People can do their own experiment. Everybody's got video editors on their computer now. All they have to do is just take their original source and just zoom it in and put the two side by side, and you can see how it looks. I mean, don't believe us. Don't believe your lying eyes. You'll believe CNN and the rest of the mainstream media. It's absolutely amazing how these people collude together to push these lies. That's why we need people like Julian Assange. That's why we need people like John Kiriakou that I spoke to in the last half hour of my program. He's exposing the crimes of these people. And, you know, under the Espionage Act of 1917, Barack Obama locked up more people who were whistleblowers and journalists than all the presidents before him combined. And under that, they came after John Kiriakou. And at the center of all that was John Brennan. After they arrested him, after the Bush administration said, no, he didn't do anything. We're going to look at whether or not his whistleblowing about torture violated any rules. They said, no, we're not going to prosecute him. Brennan gets in with Obama, and he found out with the memos that Brennan said, charge him with espionage. And they said, he didn't commit any espionage. They said, charge him with it anyway, make him defend himself. And what did he do? He went to these same people. Mueller, Strzok ran a sting on him, trying to get him involved and entrap him into an espionage thing. He didn't do it. He was honest.
And they've done it. They did it to William Binney. They tried it on me.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, but when we come back, though, I was going to mention this in a segment, and you brought it up, the key, what Rand Paul was hinting at. He goes, hey, people ought to build their own thing. They're trying to destroy every alternative to Facebook and Google. They're going after Brighteon. They're going after InfoWars. They're going after us. That's why the listeners and viewers must stand with us more than ever. This is a fight for America and our very birthright, folks. We are fighting true international authoritarianism. Spread those live links. That's how you fight back. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So, what the corporate collaborator globalist press is doing is they know the world government's out in the open. They know they're getting rid of our freedoms. They know they're consolidating control of information all over the world. There's a global social score, Mark of the Beast system rolling out. It's in Reuters today. It's coming to Latin America. China's putting it in. Our own media and government's bringing it in as well. Trump's trying to block it. They create false consensus where all the corporate media says Jim Acosta didn't touch the woman. All the corporate media says Trump's in a war against the press when it was Obama. And they create a false consensus. And there's another tactic. We're going to go to David Knight on this. There's another tactic where you don't want to be under the unelected TPP. So they just say there is no TPP. Doesn't matter they're having negotiations on C-SPAN. Doesn't matter parts of it leak. They go, it doesn't exist. Crazy people say there's a TPP. And Agenda 21 and something called globalism. Why? I mean, the day after Trump got elected, they had articles going, what is this term globalism and who made it up? And it was whole articles about it's insane, it doesn't exist. Doesn't matter. There are thousands of books written about globalism. David Rockefeller called himself a globalist. They've been using the term for 50 years. Doesn't mean they want a global government. It's here. But they just change the subject. So you're always debating whether or not it even exists instead of acting on it. Like, oh, massive censorship is being concerted for election meddling against nationalists and conservatives and others across the world. And it's admitted it's going on. And leaders of Google and others have done press conferences 2 years ago saying, Trump won. We're not going to let it happen again. And documents came out saying, we're going to suppress nationalists and conservatives. The good censorship, is what they called it. So instead of having a debate in Congress, they just go up and deny it. The media denies it, even as they call for it. And then the senators go, well, okay, gee, you're not doing it. And everyone plays along like this isn't happening because members of Congress know, if they really come out against this, they're going to be targeted. And everyone else is a coward except Donald John Trump. Rand Paul starts to come out a little bit. And you guys ought to stop this. It's a little naughty now. You know, Matt Gaetz says, oh, you can censor whoever you want. They totally shadow about him the next day because he green-lighted it. Everyone thinks you're going to pat this authoritarianism on the head. It's a global authoritarian race. By the Chi-Coms and the big tech companies and the big banks and the EU and others. There's a big global race. And our military's not even involved in that race. So Google's like, we're not even going to talk to you or help you. Shut up. Total disrespect of our country and of everything. And here comes Trump saying, this is a bad deal. Why are we acting like chumps? And all these traitors and sellouts go, oh, he's the bad guy. Get rid of him and Alex Jones and any of his supporters. Well, you know what? I'm not sticking my neck out for Trump. I'm sticking it out for my own family and everybody else because I'm not sticking it out. Sticking your neck out is going along with this. That's crazy. So shame on all the cowards out there. I want to get David Knight's take on this, but here's President Trump again last week saying that's not doctoring. And again, that's he's saying 2 + 2 = 4, which is a revolutionary act. Here it is.
All that was, nobody manipulated it. Give me a break. See, that's just dishonest reporting. All that is a close-up. See, that is just dishonest reporting. I watched that. I heard that last night. They made it close-up. They showed it close-up. And he was not nice to that young woman. I don't hold him for that because it wasn't overly, you know, horrible. But it was. But all that was, when you say doctor, you're a dishonest guy because it wasn't doctored. They gave a close-up view. That's
and now,
not doctoring.
A federal judge says that Acosta's been abused. Gaslighting is a form of psychological manipulation that seeks to sow seeds of doubt in a targeted individual or in members of a targeted group, making them question their own memory, perception, and sanity. Using persistent denial, misdirection, contradiction, and lying, it attempts to destabilize the victim and delegitimize the victim's belief. It's used by the CIA and other intelligence agencies. We are watching the total gaslighting of the free world by naked tyrants, David Knight. What do we do?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Alex. And they want to get back to the day when they just had ABC, CBS, NBC, and NPR. And they could all say the same thing. They had the major newspapers. They would all say the same thing. Operation Mockingbird. You know, the government would give them their talking points if they wanted to retain access to the people who were powerful in Washington, and they would not buck that system. And now we've got new management at Fox News, and they want to be part of that system. And they have been invited by the new masters of our speech, the corporations. You know, one of the things that I find interesting about this, Alex, is that you've got the left who hate all corporations. And you would think that they would be suspicious of the idea that we're going to let the major corporations decide what we can and cannot say. And yet they fall in line because they're so blinded by their partisanship that they fall in line with this and they go, oh, that's a good thing. It's a private property and so forth. No, it's not. You know, as I said before, the White House is not the public square. Tucker
the
Carlson's
Supreme
house
Court
is not
has
the
ruled
public square.
These companies are public square. They know it. Under
right.
law, they're protected from third-party stuff because they say they're a public commons and only criminal activity should be blocked. But they jump back and forth, and Congress acts like they're ignorant.
That's right. And we've had a Supreme Court decision back in 1946, Marsh versus Alabama. They threw a Jehovah's Witness off of a company-owned town, but they said, but she was standing in the public square of that town. And even if you own that privately, it's still the public square, and you can't do that. They pretend that that doesn't happen now, even though Jack Dorsey said that he did that. You pointed out that Facebook said, well, we might take off President Trump back in 2017, earlier this year. we had Jack Dorsey at Twitter say, I might take Trump off of this. So we've got federal judges telling Trump that he can't remove trolls off of his personal account, but that they can remove him off of the entire thing. That's what that I think that encapsulates.
What they're saying is they're going to put a gag in our mouth, chain us up, and then let us get pilloried in the town square. But this is how it works. I can't set foot on any of these big platforms where I'm being lied about, where I'm being attacked, where the Google searches are only giving the negative.
That's right.
I can't even respond when they call me a Nazi, all these names. I can't even respond, and that's the key to the censorship. And then they want to take away this platform we have so our listeners can respond for us. My only voice, David's only voice, outside of this broadcast is you, listeners and viewers. And again, if they can get us, they can get everybody. This is an epic battle, folks, and everybody else is scared. I mean, I'll say it. Everybody else but Matt Drudge and Donald Trump and Alex Jones and David Knight and Tucker Carlson and a few others are willing to stand up. Everybody else is scared. And it's this, the instinct to be a slave is now taking this country over. And people praise us for standing up. Praise us. This is what you're supposed to do. You should instinctively be madder than a bull in a china shop over this type of raping of our birthright. Every time this happens, incredible horrors follow, guaranteed. The Chi-Coms are working with the Dems to build total control grids in America. It's in Reuters today. Folks, we're in trouble. And everybody else goes, yeah, we're in trouble. Let's roll over and show our yellow bellies to the globalists. Not me. Not what the hell is wrong with people.
Let me tell you how bad this is, Alex. When I was talking to John Kiriakou, he pointed out that in 2014, Chuck Grassley, who is not just a senator, but he's head of the Judiciary Committee, he realized that they were illegally spying on him and on other people. And it was a crime. It was an order that was co-signed by Brennan and Clapper. And then they classified that.
Hold on, I'm going to hold you over. It didn't just create felonies every time. It's finally in the news, confirmed what we reported years ago. But it also violated the separation of powers. But it's not wasn't the executive. It was its own rogue groups criminally spying on their overseers.
And so what they did was they committed a crime, and then they classified that crime and told him, you can't talk about it. Now, Grassley could have talked about it. He didn't have the courage to talk about it. He had immunity. He could have talked about it and not be prosecuted. People like John Kiriakou did not have immunity, and he talked about it, and he went to jail, and they tried to give him a plea bargain. He said, I'm not going to do it. I didn't violate any laws here. And they said, we're just trying to minimize damage. And that's what Grassley was doing. So for 4 years, he was silent about it. And then he got the new people in the administration and CIA or whatever to declassify it. So he talks about it. Nobody covers it, basically, on November
the
1st.
But that is the good news.
Because of all the Khashoggi stuff.
That Grassley was intimidated for years. But now that Trump's in, Trump's really trying to reform this. That's another example. I mean,
courage, even in the Senate.
I don't think we can over-quantify how special Trump is. I mean, that's why they're so scared of him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got to have the situation, as you're pointing out, it's not dangerous to stand up to these people. It's dangerous to not stand up to them. It's even greater for us if we capitulate to this. And when we talk about free press and free speech, we have to understand that there's a difference. You know, when we talk about the free press, it's what you are allowed to see and hear, right? But also, they're coming after free speech. And that is what they're doing on social media when they try to gag President Trump as an individual citizen, or when they gag millions of people, taking them off of social media. We've got an organization out there that is working with the DCC, the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee. They bragged about the fact they banned 10,000. They said we got another 80 to 90,000 that we're going to ban as well because we just call them bots or we say they're hateful or whatever.
Stay right there. Do five more minutes. David, this is so critical. Just 6 months ago, they said, people are violating rules or terms. Now they just say, we don't like any nationalists or conservatives. We're going to ban hundreds of thousands now. And they have security meetings in Berlin with the CIA bragging about it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny eBay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.